Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
So I would say live from GTC, this is Logan, but GTC's over. This is Friday. The trade show closed yesterday, so I'm in prep to travel home, but still have some great episodes for you today. So I'll make it super quick if you're traveling home from GTC. Hope you have a pleasant flight home, safe travels. Also, if you've been listening and watching online or listening to the podcast or see what's going on at GTC, hopefully you enjoyed. We'd love to hear any feedback. Leave a comment below. So today we have four episodes kind of lined up. We've got, I'm not going to tell you what they are. You have to listen. I'm not going to break the lead here because I'm getting kind of worn out. So we have Plur AI, a very cool, interesting around kind of AI agents, Mirror Security, which I thought was interesting around encrypting data for RAG and traditional generative workflows, Protopia, honestly, really interesting. Like, you just have to listen to that one yourself. Really enjoyed the CEO. And finally, we'll round out someone from NVIDIA. It was Emeka talking about how the GB10 is used for simulation on telco and 5G. So if you weren't at GTC, I'm not going to give you like my top five or anything like that, but definitely some interesting things this year over last year. One, I mean, I think this one was obvious. San Jose, great city, really enjoyed it, but it's kind of having a hard time supporting this conference. Like, it's gotten a lot bigger. Like, last year, it did not feel this busy or packed. Even on the last day, Thursday, it was still packed. People everywhere, right? I think the next is the amount of people who are coming to this conference has changed. Like, not in a bad way. I think in a good way. You know, previously, it was very, you know, it's a technical conference, right? So it was more dev-based. It was more this. I've seen a lot more, like, business users. You know, I kind of randomly scan badges, you know, as I walk by people and creep out on them. Like, and I've just seen a lot more of like companies you wouldn't necessarily, I won't name names, but where you wouldn't expect them to be here. So it's kind of grown beyond the traditional kind of like technical conference to more of a, I would say an end user conference at the end of the day, or decision maker conference. And then, I don't know, outside of that, it was very similar to last year. I think the food's definitely better this year. My great friends and partners who helped me produce the podcast, Amaze Media Labs, and I think one of the things that I took away, well, first off, if you need a podcast done, they're great people. So shameless plug. But I think the most important thing is that they don't, let's be honest, they're podcast people. They're not AI people. And kind of watching their faces as I did it and they didn't really know, were like, wow, this is really cool. Like, or, oh my God, I didn't know this was possible. Or, hey, can you explain this to me? So I think GTC is a conference that everyone probably needs to experience at least once. Just because it is so interesting and seeing kind of, I mean, I hate this word or this phrase, but the art of the possible, or, you know, what the future might look like. I think AI at some point will affect our everyday lives, right? And I think it already is, but I think it's to the point where, you know, we have robots dancing out in the GTC park. Like, we talk with companies that are doing kind of AI physical security at retail, right? Like, there's so many ways that AI and NVIDIA and GPU compute and all that is affecting our daily lives. So I would challenge everyone, even if you're not super technical, this is a great conference, even if one day, just to come and walk around and learn. But yeah, always a great time. Make sure you wear good shoes and don't get a blister like me. But other than that, I mean, I think GTC this year was better in a lot of ways. So first time we've ever done bonus episodes in an event. If you would like to see us do this more often, please let me know. Leave a comment. If you hated it, I'd love to hear about that as well. So yeah, GTC 2026, officially over.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Labs.